AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department says Steve Bannon should spend a half year behind bars. AP's Norman Hall has this.
The Justice Department says former Trump advisor Steve Bannon should serve 6 months behind bars for defying a congressional subpoena. I'm Norman Hall. In court documents that it submitted, the Justice Department says Steve Bannon should spend 6 months jailed and pay a $200,000 fine for defying a subpoena issued by the House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Among the justifications listed for the hefty sentence is what the Justice Department calls a bad faith strategy of defiance and contempt and undermining the effort to get to the bottom of the violent attack. Bannon's lawyers, meanwhile, deny he was acting in bad faith. They're asking for probation, even though his two contempt convictions each comes with a mandatory minimum sentence of 1 month behind bars. Norman Hall, Washington.
The advisor to former President Donald Trump is to be sentenced Friday. Process to apply for student debt relief started late Friday with online beta applications.
This is a game changer for millions of Americans. We get moving.
Biden says it's been opened up to millions who likely qualify.
Studentaid.gov. You'll be able to fill out your name, Social Security number, date of birth, and contact information. No forms to upload. No special login to remember.
It makes 43 million Americans eligible for at least some student debt forgiveness. Police in Oklahoma are looking for a man who owns a scrapyard near the town of Okmulgee after they found the bodies of four missing bicyclists from the town. All four had been shot and dismembered. They were found late last week in a river. Investigators interviewed a man Friday who owns a scrapyard in the area. He has since been reported missing and may be suicidal. Broad rally on Wall Street. S&P adding 2.6%. The Dow up 1.9%. The Nasdaq jumped 3.4%. This is AP News. A new poll finds voters are certain the coming midterm elections are crucial to the country. The AP's Jennifer King has this.
A new poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds 71% of voters think the future of the country is at stake when they vote this November. While about two-thirds of registered voters say they're pessimistic about politics, 8 in 10 say that whatever party they support, casting their ballot this year is extremely or very important. Voters have grown more negative since the last midterm. 70% say they're dissatisfied with the way things are going, up from 58% in October of 2018. Jennifer King, Washington.
Early in-person voting is underway in Georgia hours before the candidates for governor meet in the first of two scheduled debates. If past patterns hold up, more than half the voters are expected to cast ballots before Election Day next month. More than 1,000 mail-in ballots have already been received. More than 200,000 people have requested such ballots. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.